Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is honored to be your loyal host and producer of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., a program where we really do work to bring about growth. That's part of what building is all about, growth and development, including personal growth and development. Let's take a look at a study done by Pew Research that can help us with this growth. Not necessarily that it's happy news, but sometimes when we really just kind of look through some of the challenges that face us, if we're willing to look at those challenges and try to come up with some answers, even if the answers only bring about partial solutions. Partial solutions in the sense that the problem's not going to go away, but at least maybe we can begin to bring about some kind of positive change. It's worth looking into. I remember several experts letting us know that so often we can feel so much better about life in general, about ourselves in particular, when we are working to improve ourselves, to just get kind of stuck and just be doing nothing about life, doing nothing about ourselves, can really just kind of bring us down. But when we're working to be better, not just to do better, but to be better, and then as an extension of being better, do better, can just help make life more fulfilling. And so even if we are just trying to make a small difference in a small part of the world, it's worth it. It's worth the effort. So that said, let's take a look at what's happening on the American front when it comes to political values and the nation's unity or lack of it. How do you see it when it comes to our nation and the political values that you find people embracing in our country, America the Beautiful? Do you see us becoming more unified or less unified, less divided or more divided? Well, Pew's discovered that there is a partisan divide on political values that's even wider now than it once was, particularly the divisions between Republicans and Democrats on fundamental political values such as government, race, immigration, national security, environmental protection, as well as other areas, reached record levels during Barack Obama's presidency. And in Donald Trump's first year as president, the gaps have grown even larger. And the magnitude of these differences dwarfs the divisions that occur in our society when it comes to other divisions in society, along such lines as gender, race and ethnicity, religious observance, or education. And the magnitude of these differences dwarfs other divisions in society along such lines as gender, race, and ethnicity, religious observance, or education. A new study by Pew, based on surveys of more than 5,000 adults conducted over the summer, finds widening differences between Republicans and Democrats on a range of measures that the center has been asking about since 1994, as well as those with more recent trends. But in recent years, the gaps on several sets of political values, including measures of attitudes about the social safety net, race, immigration, have increased dramatically. The gaps of where the attitudes of the Democrats are compared to the attitudes of where the Republicans are when it comes to race, they're further apart than ever. When it comes to immigration, they're further apart than ever. When it comes to the social safety net, they're further apart than ever. All right, taking a look at government aid to the needy. To the needy. Over the past 6 years, the share of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents who say that the government should do more to help the needy, even if it means going deeper into debt, has risen 17 percentage points from 54% to 71%. While the views of Republicans and Republican leaners has barely changed. It was 25% in the past. Now it's 24%. However, Republicans' opinions on this issue had shifted substantially between 2007 and 2011, with the share favoring more aid to the needy falling 20 points from 45% to 25%. So what's the result? While there's been a consistent party gap since 1994 on government aid to the poor, the divisions have never been this large. In 2011, about twice as many Democrats as Republicans said the government should do more for the needy. In 2011, 54% of Democrats were saying the government needs to do more for the needy. Today, nearly three times as many Democrats as Republicans say this. 71% of Democrats are saying the government needs to do more for the needy, while only 24% of Republicans say the same. When it comes to racial discrimination, how are we looking? We've already noted we're further apart in that area. In recent years, Democrats' views on racial discrimination also have changed, driving an overall shift in public opinion. Currently, 41% of Americans say that racial discrimination is the main reasons that many blacks can't get ahead. And that's the largest share expressing that view in surveys dating back 23 years. Still, 49% of Americans say that blacks who can't get ahead are mostly responsible for their own condition. What is your view on that? You think that is primarily due to racism, particularly systemic and institutional racism, that make it so difficult for black people to do well in life? Or do you think that there's something going on within the black community where black people are failing themselves, and that's the main reason that the condition for black people is no better than it is? What are your thoughts about that? When we come back, let's take a look at this some more. What else has Pew discovered? Regardless of your ethnicity or race, whichever word you prefer to use, would you rather see things go better for the black community? What if there was a connection between how well things go for the black community and how well things go for the nation as a whole? The nation does better as the black people do better. Actually, that connection does exist, and we've actually talked about it on this program before. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with me.